Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A foreign exchange student that spent the past year in Knoxville will soon be going home. How was her visit? Let's go in depth with Asel Shadik from Kazakhstan. Asel, where are you from?
I'm from Kazakhstan.
And where's that?
It's a country in Central Asia, and it's like below Russia and by China. And I live in the biggest city of my country, which is a population of 2 million.
And yours is a big country, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't know, ninth largest in the world, something
yes.
like that?
Yes, it's ninth largest in the world
and
by the territory.
Well, you can tell I did a little research, can't you?
Oh, yeah, because I was like, okay.
But I bet a lot of people don't know anything about your country.
No, they don't. They don't know where it's in the map. They don't know that it even exists, I guess. And they're like, it used to be a part of USSR. And they're like, oh, it used to be a part of Russia. I'm like, not Russia, USSR. It's two different things. But even my host family didn't know the country. They had to look it up.
Well, and I think they're like a lot of us. I had to look it up and learn something about it because we tend to not pay attention to a lot of places in the world. And that's one of the, I don't know, I guess that's one of the things about us that maybe we should do a little bit better in understanding the world around us.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me, when I looked on the map, it's the largest country in the world without having access to the oceans, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't have access to the ocean.
Is the climate a lot like Iowa?
The winters are really cold. For example, this year in Iowa, like, we didn't have much snow. Especially in Moon City, we have, like, snow by the end of November. And we have really cold winters and, like, hot summers.
Hot like this today?
But we don't have hot air.
So not as humid?
No.
Okay, and so what language is spoken?
Technically, we have two languages, which is Kazakh is national and Russian is official. So, like, any document or, like, streets, whatever, should be in Kazakh and Russian.
Is there tension in the country about that? If you have an official Russian language versus the country's language before the affiliation with Russia?
No, not really. I don't think so.
Everybody gets along?
Yes.
And it's a country that's diverse ethnically, isn't it?
Yes.
What's the main ethnic group?
It's Asians, but not like Asians. The thing is, I know the word, but I don't know it in English, so it's hard to explain.
Well, what's the word in its own language?
Like, I don't know how to translate it, and it's really weird.
Okay, all right. You came and lived with the Bigouet family.
Yes.
And how's that been?
That was pretty good. I like that family.
Well, yeah, they're nice people, and they were your hosts.
Yes.
And so did you have any idea how did that happen? Did they pick you? Did you pick them?
That program that I participate in, I can't pick, like, a host family. The host family speak with the students. And, like, if they can find you, they send you to the United States as soon as they find you, like, host family.
Somebody else made the connection, or?
Yeah, we have the American consuls. It's like a company who relates to this international program. And they, like, try to find your host family by your interest, what you like, what you don't like, and, like, try to fit you in the right family.
Okay, so what are your interests that fit you in right with the Bigouets?
I don't know. I feel like the thing is, when I applied for this, I didn't really write a lot of, like, my interests. Because I used to be homeschooled, so I would just, like, listen to music, watch movies, and, like, read books. And it wasn't, like, something active, like, extracurricular activities that I would go to, like sports or anything. And like, I like this family. That's been a good year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville foreign exchange student Asel Shadik. Well, and what have you learned?
English?
I spoke with you when you first got here, and your English is a lot better.
Actually, like, I learned how to, like, be independent, try to, like, manage your time, be more responsible, and, like, rely that, like, you won't have your parents always with you, and, like, you need to kind of deal with that.
So you were able to establish your independence.
Yeah, a little bit.
School was different than if you were homeschooled.
Yes.
What are the main things that surprised you at school?
That you could pick subjects. It's not like about homeschool, but like in schools in general in my country, you can't pick subjects. And like our classes are more shorter and we have a lot of classes per day. And obviously we have a lot of homework, but here like most of the time you could do your like classwork in the class and get done your homework if it's not too long. That I liked it, and that the teachers try to explain you like with the games and like I don't know Code, Quizlet, try to explain it more make it more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did it help that Quinlan was in a girl your age, is a daughter in the family?
Yeah, it helped me a lot. Like, it was when I found out about my host family, because I'm the oldest, like, in my family. I have two youngest brothers. So when I found out that, like, I'm going to have a host sister, I was so excited. And, like, it helped me a lot because she would, like, help me to go to school and come back, help me with the classes and, like, she had a huge impact in my exchange year.
Well, and yeah, and she's already at school, knows everybody. She can make all the introductions.
Yes.
Did that help?
Yes.
And so her friends became your friends too?
Yes. Like, we mostly have same friends, like same group of people that we talk to.
Are teenagers the same in your home country as here?
I don't know. It's hard to say, but I don't know. Like, here, teenagers are more independent. They can work, they can drive, they can not go whatever you want, but, like, they're more independent than in my country. Because, like, in my country, you can't work till you're, like, 18. You can't drive till you're 18. So you just, like, study and come home and just, like, if you want to hang out with friends, you have to ask money from your, like, parents. When here, you can just be financially independent and, like, build your independence since you're a kid.
Yeah, and so a lot of kids earn money and can pay to go to the movies. They don't have to ask family for money to go to the movies and stuff. More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Knoxville foreign exchange student Asel Shadik. Well, Asel, people that don't know you don't know that one of the challenges that you have is cerebral palsy.
I was born like that, and I had cerebral palsy for 18 years, and it was, like, quite a challenge, and, like, it was really hard for my parents to, like, let me go halfway the world just by myself, but that's what I wanted. Like, I've always wanted to travel into the world. And, like, I liked it because it was worth it. Even if it was hard and, like, how accessible it is, the America, I like it a lot. Because, like, in my country, I can't go somewhere without somebody's help. And, like, most people in America, they don't just realize it. But, like, those like ramps and elevators and all of that stuff, that's so cool. And that I can go wherever.
And it hasn't stopped you at all?
No.
Well, you're a very brave young lady.
Thank you.
So how did you learn English?
I found a YouTuber on YouTube who would like teach English through her videos, which were like 5 to 10 minutes. Were really short, but she would explain the grammar like very easily. And I learned the whole program that she had on her channel. I learned it in 3 months, and then I would just like fill out my vocab with songs that I liked. Like, I would look up the lyrics in translation in Russian and like try to catch on the words when I would listen to it.
And so then you would learn by singing?
Singing
the songs?
I mean, like, my pronunciation, I would get like that. Because I didn't get a chance to, like, practice my English with somebody.
And so did you listen to American musicians then? And
I mostly like pop songs, like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and, like, all of those pop singers.
You learned English from Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande?
Yes. But mostly Justin Bieber.
Now, I've seen you at football games, at basketball games. You just, in the concerts, in the choir, you just, in the theater, you've just done about everything, haven't you?
Yeah. I tried to do everything that I was interested in. The first thing it was cheerleading, and then it was choir. Like, I like to sing, but I didn't get a chance since I was homeschooled. But the thing that I really like, it was musical, like how it, like the first couple weeks of the practice, you don't know what's going on. You're just like, what? And like in 2 months, it get together and it's the huge thing. And like, that was really cool. And we don't really have musicals in my country, so it was a lot different.
Well, yeah, it was Cinderella, and it was a great musical and fantastic costumes. This is one of the best ever, I think.
Yeah, I liked it a lot, and like, there wasn't the Disney one, that was the original one, and the like little parts, like a giant, or the Cinderella loses her shoes like twice and all that stuff. It's not like Disney one, it's kind of different, and I liked it.
Was that your favorite thing that happened, or what was your favorite thing?
It was musical, yeah, and it was a lot different. I liked it a lot.
Well, yeah, you got to sing, and you got to work with other people, and set design, and costumes, and
yeah,
sort of a family comes together to create a musical, doesn't it?
Yes.
Is there something that you didn't particularly enjoy, or don't particularly enjoy about American culture?
That I don't know, but like, I didn't like the school. Like, I liked the school, but I didn't like to study.
You're like every other
teenager, every other teenager. But like, I don't know. I like the culture in here more than in my country because it's a lot different, and I don't know. I just like it.
Now, when you go back home, I'm sure that you're going to sit down with your family and your friends. What's the first thing you're going to tell them about your trip?
That I gotta be more active and be in like sports and musical and like what I did during my exchange year overall.
And so, are you going to go back and be more active and more involved in?
Yeah,
things?
I'll try to, cause like, it changed me a lot.
And you're going to miss your family, aren't you, here?
Yes, I'm going to miss them a lot.
Do you think that maybe they'll come visit someday?
They might, but the issue is the language. Because, like, I just realized that we don't have anything in English in my country. Like, everything is. And, like, Russian and Kazakh, and we have different letters, so they can't even read. Unless they're gonna, like, message me and be like, hey, we're coming, help us, I don't know what to do.
Well, that would be any of us that were going over.
Yes.
What's next for you?
going to college.
Mm-hmm. And where are you going to go to college?
I'm going to go to college in my like home country, in my home city where I'm in, but I didn't pick the college yet.
Do you know what you're going to study?
I'm going to study to be a lawyer, like a business lawyer.
Is that what you wanted to do before you came here, or did you decide that here?
No, I decided that this here because, like, before that, I wanted to be a translator, but then I realized I need something bigger, maybe.
Will your English language skills help you? Maybe you do something international as a lawyer.
Yeah, like, that's what I wanted.
Maybe help businesses, you know, from your country come here and vice versa. You've got a lot of friends here. Is there anything you'd like to say to them as we close?
I wanted to say that everyone who have been my friend this year, I want to thank you them because, like, it changed my life a lot. That they, like, hang out with me and, like, support me. It's so cool to realize it.
Thanks to Asel Shadik for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.